message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I would like to appreciate God for this opportunity tonight. And I also like to appreciate God in the life of our senior pastor and also mama. God has been so great in this house. I like, if you're doing it, I would like you to do it better. Hallelujah. I would like to celebrate our resident pastor, Pastor Moshebi, and every other pastor present, Pastor Ebenezer. I appreciate you. God bless you in Jesus' name. And I also appreciate everyone seated. God bless you in Jesus' name. As I said earlier on, tonight is a prayer service. We've come to pray from the name Special Prayer Banquet. So we're going to be praying. Even after this short exhortation, we are still going to pray. Praise the Lord. Tonight we're going to be looking at introduction to a new season. Introduction to a new season. Our God is a God of times and seasons. Praise the Lord. Our God is a God of time and season. When we say season, the literal understanding that we have about season, the general knowledge, we have the spring, we have the winter, we have the summer and the autumn. Then if we want to break it down, maybe in the tropical zone that we have, Nigerians, we have two main seasons. We talk about the dry season and we talk about the wet season. And you know, everybody is looking forward to a season. They are looking for their time. They are looking for a season. Praise the Lord. He has many seasons as it relates to weather. So it is for man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Quickly, I'd like us to look at what is a new season. What is a new season? A new season is the end of a phase and the beginning of another. Is the end of a phase and the beginning of another. Praise the Lord. Now everybody is looking at, you know, looking forward to a season. A farmer is always looking for the wet time, the wet season, that his crop, you know, can take in water and grow. Praise the Lord. And there are also some that are also looking forward to, they're looking also forward to dry season. Like, some wet season, they don't give a damn, but dry season is what they are looking. Everybody is always looking for a season. What is a new season? Number two, a positive change of circumstances for the decoration of destiny. A positive change of circumstances for the decoration of destiny. Foundation for a new season. Foundation for a new season. The first foundation for a new season is salvation. Somebody say salvation. John 3:3 says that, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And the kingdom of God, I'm changing it with new season. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Except a man is born again, he cannot see a new season. Praise God. Many claim that they are born again, and yet when Satan whispers into their ears what they've done in ages, they still get jittery. Probably they've taken someone's pencil or biro very long time, and they've given their life to Christ, they are born again, and they are not so sure. And many times when the devil comes and
whisper into their ear, you stole pencil when you were in school. And you know, they get dejected and they feel that they can't get anything from God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, say praise up. Say praise up. Be sure of your salvation. Be sure of your salvation. If you are sure of your salvation, you'll be able to reject every verdict of the devil. And that launches you into a new season. You know, most of the time, what has kept us in the same place is because we don't actually know the God that we are actually serving. Praise the Lord. You know, when you look at that very verse, John 3:3, it says that immediately you are born again. He said, okay, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And now you are born again. So it means that you have right to the kingdom of God. It means that you have right to a new season. Praise the Lord. You know, it is possible that a son of a landlord still live under the bridge because he didn't know that he has entitlement to his father's house. That is just a scenario we find ourselves many times. That what God has already given to us, what God has already finished, we still beg for it. Praise the Lord. I pray that tonight, God Almighty will give us the grace to take up our right in Jesus' name. Foundation for a new season, number 2, obedience. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, says that if ye be willing and obedient, ye will eat the fruit of the land. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Praise the Lord. The good of the land. If ye be willing and obedient. If only you can be obedient. You know, there are always rules to every game. Every game has a rule. And until you go by the rule, you don't get the best of that game that you are, you know. Maybe you are, let's use football as an example. When you don't go by the rule, you are to use leg, but you want to use hand, then there's no way you can score goal and they count it for you. Praise the Lord. So it is very pertinent, very important that we are obedient for us to be launched into a new season. Praise the Lord. It is very important that we are obedient. As in, it is very important that we'll take note of details. Praise the Lord. For us to be launched into this new season that we're talking about, we have to listen to details and to obey details. That is what can help us to get into a new season. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For example, we've been asked to wait on the Lord. It is an instruction. And God has actually given this instruction that we should wait. We should have, we could as well come and pray without waiting. But God gave an instruction that we should wait. He wants a synergy of waiting and prayer for us to be launched into a new season. And if someone peradventure is not waiting, and the person is not doing himself or herself good, you know, even we've been given let me call it a solace, that if you cannot take it to 6, you can take it to 3, and so on. So praise the Lord. So it is very important that we take to instruction and we are obedient to instruction, and that is what can take us into a new season. Praise the Lord. Number 3, proclamation and pronouncement. Proclamation and pronouncement. Praise God. When I actually saw this very theme, new season, I was very happy. Happy because I actually need a new season, as well as many of us need a new season in this house. Praise the Lord. And the way we can actually get into the new season is by proclaiming. Praise the Lord. When you want to get the gimmicks of the media, the radio people now, or the gimmicks of marketing, is proclamation. For example, a song that ordinarily should not sell 5 copies, when they begin to proclaim it on media, actually the song does not make any sense. It does not make any sense to you. But as they begin to play it continuously on radio, it will begin to make sense to you. Praise the Lord. That is the power of proclamation. Praise the Lord. So for us to get into a new season, we must proclaim. We must say it every day. Praise the Lord. Words like no limit, no boundary. You know, sometimes there was a time I used it as a slogan then, and when I say it, you know, I can just say it anywhere. And some will say, Kelon Shele. You know, I just say, no limit, no boundary. I actually know what I'm saying, that I have no limitation. I have no boundary. These are words that should be coming out of our mouth. I am healed. I will not be sick. No limit, no boundary. I see increase all around me. You know, as you continue to repeat those things, the devil can't stand it. Even if there were limits, as he continues to say it continuously, devil does not have any choice. He has to give up on you. I pray that devil will give up on you in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Praise the Lord. Death and life are in our tongue. Death and life, they are two different things, separated by a thin line. Like they will always say that it's just a step between death and living. Praise the Lord. You can see someone in 625 and 626, the person is gone. Praise the Lord. It's not even up to a minute. It's just a split second that is between death and life. And we can claim life by proclaiming it, by saying it, by, we chew it in our mouth. We say it continuously. Praise the Lord. You know, many times we find ourselves in situations that it's glaring that there is no, that is just the bus stop. That is the bus stop. And saying that there's still a way or there's still hope to other people will be a fallacy. Praise the Lord. But for you to live, for you to get miracle, because at that point you need a miracle. And for you to get a miracle, you need to continuously repeat it, that I shall not die, I shall live. You know, though every report is showing that I've gotten to the end of the road, but I know there's still a road. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we should make use of our tongue. You know, this is what God has given. It's very small, but it commands a lot of things. So I would like us to make use of our tongue to say good things that will launch us into a new season. And I pray that God will take us there in Jesus' name. Foundation for a new season, number four, dedication to God. Dedication to God. John 3, verse 27. John 3, verse 27. You know, the truth is that, you know, when we were praying, I was continuously saying God has fulfilled his own part of the deal. He doesn't find it difficult to fulfill his own part of the deal. The problem is our own, as in from our own side. Most of the time we'll breach agreement. We've already professed God. We've already declared for God. And many times we'll breach agreement. Praise the Lord. So for us to be launched into a new season, there is need, as in 100% need, for us to be dedicated to God. Dedication to God is paramount. Dedication to God is something that you cannot exchange with an alternative. You just have to be dedicated to Him. If launching into a new season is your dream, then you have to be more committed, more dedicated to God. Because most often time, we'll break rules, we'll break agreement. But God will never break his own agreement. But it is only we. So tonight, I'd like you to tell your neighbor, say, don't break agreement. John 3, verse 27. I thought it's already that. Okay. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given in from heaven. There is nothing that you can get in life. There is no position, height that you can attain in life. Yes, you might see that I worked for it. As in looking at my CV, I'm even more than it. Praise the Lord. But the truth is that there is nothing that you get in life that God has not given you. Because when you look around vividly well, you will see very well there are 1,001 people that are more qualified than you. You know, many times when you think that you've gotten to a particular height, it is just don't go out. Stay within yourself and, you know, with what you actually feel that you have achieved. Because when you step out, you will see someone that have gotten 10 times what you've gotten. Praise the Lord. So God is the giver of anything. Anything in life, God gave it. And it's via your dedication to Him. Your dedication to Him. You can also read Matthew 6, verse 33. Then number five, foundation for a new season, a dream. Somebody say a dream. Say dream. You need to dream dreams for you to be launched into a new season. Praise the Lord. No. Yes, we're talking about new season. But if you don't have a dream, you don't have something, maybe I know there's nobody here tonight that does not have an expectation. We all came because we have an expectation. So it's going to be sad if someone is there and, you know, they now ask him or her that, why are you here? Just said, I'm just here. I just came. I was just passing. I mean, I'm just walking and I don't have any expectation. There's need for a dream. Praise the Lord. There's need for a dream for those that want to be launched into a new season. I'd like us to open our Bible to the book of Genesis 37. chapter 37, we are actually looking at the account of Joseph. Genesis chapter. And Jacob dwelt in the land, verse 2. Okay. Joseph, it's just the story of Joseph. Joseph had dreams. And he had dreams that he's going to be great. He's going to be great in life. He's going to rule over his brothers, even his parents. Praise the Lord. And you know, he was discouraged that you are a small boy. You shouldn't be dreaming now. If anybody should dream, it is we that should be dreaming. Because we have needs. But you are a small boy. You don't need dream. And when you look at Genesis 37 verse 9. The Bible says that, and he dreamt yet another dream. That is, it was not the time. Praise the Lord. Many of us will dream different dreams. We've seen ourselves being a pilot. Praise the Lord. We've seen ourselves in lodged in five star hotel. We've seen ourselves chopping in Dubai. No, they are all dreams. Praise the Lord. But we woke up and we found ourselves on our bed and we just imagine that. Praise the Lord. Tonight I'll tell you, dream another dream. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say, dream another dream. Joseph was not deterred. You know, initially, he should have been deterred because his elder ones were telling him, Joseph, no, take it easy. If anybody should dream, you don't have any responsibility to yourself. What do you know? Just play with your toy and, you know, and enjoy yourself. You don't need to have dream. But it was not the time. He went back again and he dreamt another dream. Praise the Lord. So, tonight, I'd like to encourage us tonight that for us to be launched into a new season, we need a dream. Tell your neighbor, say, you need a dream. Quickly, let us look at the examples of people who had a new season. Examples of people who had a new season. Number one, Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Please, let's do that fast. Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will shew thee. Verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abraham was in his father's house for 75 years. He was there, the father, in his father's house, enjoying his father's properties. And it must not happen now. He's 75 years old, still a dependent. Praise the Lord. But don't be surprised, it still happened. Praise the Lord. But Abraham is a very good example of a man that enjoyed a new season when God called him out of his father's house. Quickly, another person that enjoyed a new season is Joseph. Joseph. Genesis chapter 41, verse 38. Genesis chapter 41, verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as these, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Yeah. The preceding verses, when you look, go through verse 40 and verse 41. Joseph was in captivity and there was no hope for him. But the dream that he dreamt in verse 37 still keep him moving. And it keep him until he was face to face with Pharaoh. Praise the Lord. He was face to face. Ordinarily, he shouldn't, because he's not an Egyptian. and is also a prisoner. Then for him to now got the opportunity of talking with Pharaoh, God brought him into a new season. God launched him into a new season. Tonight, I pray that God will launch us into a new season in Jesus' name. I pray that our dream of new season will not be a mirage in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. God will make it a reality in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatsoever thing that we have dreamt, whatsoever thing that we have dreamt and we are still going to dream, God will make it a reality in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.